Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 7th. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41:31. Adele's pet dog, Molly, is so smart. Molly seems to be aware of everything that goes on. She hears everything. Adele has to spell words when she talks about F-O-O-D or a S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, so Molly won't understand her. But it's very hard to trick Molly, even when you spell words out. She's so smart, it's easy to think of her as a human being rather than a dog. And Adele loves Molly dearly. But Molly does have one fault. There is one thing Molly has never learned. For the past 8 years, she doesn't quite understand what is meant by the word wait. Adele knows that she's probably not helped Molly learn the meaning of wait, because Adele is always quick to get Molly whatever she acts like she wants. Molly stares at Adele for a long time if she wants some food. If Adele sits on the couch, Molly will sit right in front of her and stare and stare. Not just for a short time. It's an actual staring contest, as far as Molly is concerned, and Adele gets outstared every single time. Exasperated, Adele finally gets up and goes to get Molly's food. Molly has no concept of wait, and she has found a way to get what she wants when she wants it. All of us have had to wait for something. It may be for dinner, a school bus, or a friend. It may be waiting to get over a cold, or waiting to go visit some special place or favorite family members. Waiting is not an easy thing to do, not for a dog, and not for us. It requires patience and understanding. Most of all, it requires trust. In our world today, we expect to get what we want when we want it. But God has instructed believers about waiting and about what or whom we should be waiting for. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." This verse tells us whom we should look to for what we need. We should wait on the Lord. At least Adele's dog knew whom she ought to wait on in order to get her food. It would do Molly no good to sit and stare at the mailman or tree trunk. Molly waits, if only briefly, on Adele, because Adele is, in Molly's world, the best source for F-O-O-D. When a Christian needs something, that Christian should go to the God of the Bible for it. Psalm 27:14 also shows us how we can endure the waiting by strengthening our hearts and taking courage. Similarly, Romans 8:25 says, "But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." The only patience Molly shows is the ability to stare for as long as it takes to get what she wants. Dogs and human beings are not born with patience. They have to learn it. Christians can learn patience by God's grace, and they can trust that the Lord's timing is the best possible timing. God wants believers to show their trust by waiting patiently on Him. Am I in a situation right now where I am having to wait on God? Is my typical response to wait patiently, or is it just to figure out ways I can hurry things up? Are God's perfect will and God's perfect timing worth even the longest wait? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 7th.